Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, Marisandalamasan. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Marimasandalimari. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. We adore you for today. That your word will be, Father, my God, taught, your word will be preached. No man here takes glory. All the glory to you. All honor to you. All adoration unto you. Because our freedom is in you. Our freedom is in the death of Jesus. You died so that we can be free. You died so that we can be healed. We died so that we can have victory. You died so that we can have success. We bless your holy name. We honor your name, Lord. We adore your name. Oh God, I commit this message today into your hands. Let no man be glorified. Let not Tomide be glorified. Let not Pastor Tumut be glorified, nor the church leaders, but touch every one of us, including myself. Speak to us, O God, in Jesus' name. For those of us that know renewal, that my God, the fire in us, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those that do not know, give them understanding, that today they might know, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Let's clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, choir. God bless you. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Please be seated. My name is Tomide Togun. For those of you who know and those of you who don't know, I'm just a very gentle man, except when I don't want to be gentle. For those of you who don't know me, I love music and I love God. Everything in my life is about God. And I tell people I do some radical things for God. And I'm not saying we all have to do it like that, but we all have to take that radical step for God one way or the other. Amen. I naturally don't listen to what I call secular music because I have decided that my tongue will be used to praise God. So when I actually sit down and I sing, I want to sing gospel songs. And I don't drink alcohol. I don't do so many things. I'm not saying the people that do it are sinners, no. But that is the way that God has directed me. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's clap for Jesus once more. And I want to start my message today by thanking the church leaders for giving me this opportunity again to be here to preach the gospel. I want to thank Pastor Tumud and Pastor Yan Inge and other pastors and leaders. God bless you all in Jesus' name. I got back in. I've been away for about 10 months now, and it's going on and on, but the Lord continued to strengthen us all, and I heard that the church has grown to about 700 registered members. So let's clap for Jesus, you know. 2-3 years ago, we were working hard. We were doing so many things, evangelism, prayer groups. We were doing so many things, Norway for Jesus, Alpha Course, and all that, and it is we are reaping the fruit. Amen. That is what we are here to do. Today, I want to preach on a topic. And the topic is, it is yours. I want to tell somebody next to you, it is yours. It is yours. I promised you that one day I'm going to stand here and preach in Norwegian. I don't know when that will be. Somebody say amen. Amen. Yes, that is, I'm prophesying, and it shall be in Jesus' name. Maybe one day I'll be able to speak Norwegian better than my wife. I wish. this topic is important. I don't do things except the Lord lays it on my heart. I listen to what God wants me to talk about at every point in time that I preach a message. I teach actually every Saturday very early morning, about 30 minutes we teach and pray for people who want to join me. So I preach the gospel constantly. I know a lot of you know me by music because of Norway for Jesus, but I can tell you I probably preach the gospel more than I sing. But anyway, all the glory to God. So it is yours. The message today is God is telling us that he's created everything for you and for me. Amen. And today I pray that God will bring you back to this point of fire. You must be on fire for him. Amen. I have four boys, and those of you that know them, and I have the little one called Dara who has said that I cannot retire early. I have to keep working a bit because he says, I'm coming out. and he's out. So now my boys, very lovely. They don't fight. They don't argue. They don't, in fact, they're just unique. And I believe that that is the blessing of God. When they come into my house, amen, we always have a bowl of fruits in the kitchen and bread and everything. My house is always open. Nothing is locked and all that. But my wife has started complaining that they just come and they eat everything. Now, why are they allowed to come in and eat everything? Because they're my children. The first song we sang in the last three sections that the choir sang, the first one says about, "Du a min far," meaning you are my father. "And jeg er din barn," meaning I am your child. There's a reason why Jesus said to the disciples that if you're like a child, you will what? You enter. It's already a pass mark for you to what? Enter the kingdom of God. And it's until we bring ourselves to that notion that God is our Father and everything has been done for us. I'm a believer of the fact that cancer, whatever the disease is, God has already provided what? The solution. We are just yet to find it out here on earth. There is nothing that is on this earth that belongs to Satan. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to say it again. This is the message from God today. Hallelujah. Amen. There is nothing on earth that belongs to who? To Satan. Nothing here belongs to the devil. But unfortunately, we live in this world now like the devil is in control. We live now like the devil must take over the TV and Christians are shying away. The devil must take over the radio station. Christians are what? They're running away from it. The earth and the fullness and everything in it is yours. Turn to your neighbor again and say, it is yours. And you have to fight for it. You have to fight for it. I think I've gone too far. Okay, no, I haven't. It is yours, you have to take it. Nobody's going to take it for you. If I leave all the wealth I have in the world, if I have houses in London, I have houses in the US, if I have them in Chile, I have them in Australia, and my four boys do not even know that it belongs to them, when I die, would it be theirs? No. When I die, because they don't know that, oh, daddy left this house in Australia, they would never fight for it. That is one. If you don't understand that God has done something for you and he's your father, you cannot what? Fight for it. So when my boys come into the kitchen and they finish all the fruits in the bowl and they will not remember to buy and fill it up, so mommy will always complain. When they come into the kitchen and they finish the bread and they don't buy it again. And my wife will always complain. It's because they know that what? It is theirs. They don't have to beg for the bread. They don't have to beg for the what? For the fruits. Today, Christians, when even we pray, our prayer has turned into begging our Father. I don't beg my Father. I declare things, and angels work for me. That is, you see, when we live in the scriptures, amen, when you live according to God's word, things begin to function the way they should function for you. I tell people when I pray, 3/4 of my time praying, if I'm going to pray for 1 hour, I try to spend 3/4, 45 minutes just worshiping God. Because there's nothing you want to ask for that your father does not know. That is the role of a father. I'm the one that will remind my children about their school fees and tell them to tell me that I have to pay their school fees. Because they're children. We are children. So all the complaints, oh, father, heal me today, my back, my leg tomorrow, my body next tomorrow, my job tomorrow my child is sick next month. Do you think he does not know? He knows. And we need to begin to function like we have a father. Amen. We need to begin to function like it is ours. You try and take my little Dara and tell him that he's not going to have barbecue today. I don't know how we want to solve that problem because I said there'll be barbecue today and I don't know how to solve it because it started raining. But try and tell him there's no more barbecue. He believes that his father has said there'll be barbecue. Do you think he's going to listen to anybody that there's no more barbecue? That is the way we need to be with God. Amen. So it is yours. You need to take it. The first verse here is Psalm 24, verse 1. It says everything, the earth and everything belongs to God. Does it say it belongs to the devil? No. But the way we live today, we live like, oh, it belongs to the devil. When our children act like, oh, they don't want to come to church. And I struggle with my boys. They're very lovely boys. I'm always trying to wake them up. Let's pray. Wake up. Let's pray. Wake up. Let's pray. And then I heard that Mikael came one day while I was away, and Mikael started advising them. And I was like, that's good. Yes, they need somebody they can listen to. If they don't listen to Father, they will listen to somebody closer to their age. Are you with me? You cannot leave your children and your grandchildren. I don't care if they are gay, they are lesbian, they do not believe, they are atheists. You have to continue to talk to them until you die. That is your duty. Your duty is you have to continue. You see, we want God's miracle to function for us. Are we all together? But we do not want to function for God. That's the problem in Christianity today. You want things to happen, but you don't want to happen things for God. We are turning God into what I call a magician. He is not a magician. There are principles in the Bible. If you open your Bible, there are things you have to follow. And when you follow those principles, things will begin to function for you. But if you don't follow it, you can't say then, I want to pray and God must answer. Are we all together? Yeah. So, he is your father. He has done it, but you have to take it. You have to take it. So, let me go back to my example. If my boys don't know that I have houses in London or in Australia or in Russia, when I die, can they take it? They can never take it. It is lost to the government of that country because they don't know that I have those things. Are we together? So if you don't know that your father has done it, that your father owns the earth and everything, says everything that dwells in it, says the scriptures. Amen. It didn't say just the earth and then he gave it to Satan and Satan is running it. It says he owns the earth and everything inside the earth. Say to your neighbor again, it is yours. You must say again, now say this, you must fight for it. You cannot let the devil win this battle. Are we together? Every healing you are seeking is already yours. Everything you are looking for is already in your hands. Amen. Grandparents, you must work on your grandchildren. Let them hear you. Let you know, become a broken record. Say it over and over and over and over again. Yes. Amen. Today, I want a new strength of the Holy Spirit to come upon you. What I'm saying today, if you are not born again, you've not even started. Are you with me? You cannot call somebody your father when his rule is that you must be born again to call me father. So I am talking to Christians. So if you want to join the group I am talking to, today you are going to have to give your life to Jesus. Amen. But what I'm telling you today is that God has already done it. Let's go to the next one. So number one is you need to know what he has prepared. If you understand that my children understand that I've giving them wealth or property in Australia, they must know. Are you with me? So we must know what God has what? Done. We must know what God has already given to us. Amen. That's the first point. Second point, God does not work with crowd. This generation, we are always looking for somebody to support us, must say something positive. If he doesn't say it, we can't move forward. I don't know which generation we, which is the last generation, Z or, is it Z? Gen Z, yeah. So I'm always lost with, because it keeps changing. So now they're saying that Gen Z likes to move things fast, or they don't like to be told that they failed or something or whatsoever. Sincerely, I don't care. I don't care if you are the boomer or bum of this generation. I think those are above me. Boomer generation, that they will always have a lot of children. I don't even know what generation they call mine anyway. But in all this generation, I don't care. Because my father owns the earth. Are we together? So the world we live in is now defining things for us Christians when we are supposed to be the one defining things. 20, 30, 40 years ago, all the Beyoncé, all the artists you can think of, they all came out of the church. Because then the church was in control. Now we are all so shy. We can't even say in meetings in our offices that we are Christians. I am a Christian. I tell them I'm a Christian and I go to church on Sunday. Yeah, you have to be able, if you want to fire me because of that, glory be to God. He owns the earth. Do you think he won't provide something better? He will provide something better. So he's not a God, he's not looking for crowd. It says, where two or three, that is what you have in Matthew 18, 20, I believe, yes. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm already with you. So he's not looking for 5 million people in Norway. He's looking for only two people in this room that are going to go crazy for him. Amen. And I am very certain, I know this church, I have more than 500 people who want to go crazy for Jesus. Can I hear amen? Amen. We have to take it to the next level. I'm a businessman in my brain by nature. Are you with me? And when I do business, I look for the best for myself. If I look for the best for myself in business, are we together? Why can't I do that for God? Are we all together? A good father, I had a fantastic father. My father will come to the meetings for mothers. He will come to the meetings for fathers. He will fight anybody that fights you before he asks you what you did. Actually, he will just give you that support. He does not care. Are you with me? A good father will tell you the truth that this is my daughter, this is my son. If they're wrong or they're right, I will support them. And that is who the Almighty God is to you. So forget about what you have lost. Forget about the mistakes you have made. Forget about what you have not done or you have done. You might have failed, but I'm telling you today that what? It is yours. You have to take it. The devil is not going to give it to you in a simple way. He's not going to hand it over to you. You have to decide, I want to take it. We are going to take Norway for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Can I hear amen? We're going to take Norway for Jesus. We are going to do it. The time will come that God will raise children from this soil that would actually go around Norway evangelizing. If you think it is happening right now, I'm telling you, we're just starting. And they will preach the gospel, regardless of they are preaching to billionaires, or they are preaching to government, or they are preaching to prime minister, or the king, they will preach the gospel. But it has to start from you and myself. The conviction that God is our Father and he has done it. Amen. So this is the story about Joshua. What happened in this story? 12 people were sent, one from each tribe, to go and spy the land. God has said to them, I've given you the land. Are we together? If you read it, Numbers 4, 14, 6 to 10, you can read it on your own time. I have given you the land. So, but when they came back, what did they see in the land? Giants. But so, and what do we see today? We see giants. When you read the news, it's all giants. And we Christians think we're very small because, man, oh, the media is so noisy. This is happening. This war is happening. Then Christians are like, oh, we must not talk too much. And they are now adding every single thing. They could now call it inclusion. You must just add all the garbage inside because it's all inclusion, and then Christians will keep quiet, let them do it where, you know, it's not for us. The land belongs to you. It does not belong to them. It belongs to you. You can't keep quiet. If my children know that, oh, I have left wealth for them, and they are not fighting for it, that is to their own what? Stupidity. Somebody else would take those wealth and enjoy it. God has given us the earth. does not belong to Satan. The way I hear even Christians talk at times is like, yes, let us just leave this place. You know, our home is in heaven. No. Before you go to heaven, this is what God has given you. If you lose here, you are already lost in heaven. You have to fight it. And the scripture says that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers what? Violence. And the what? The violent takes it by force. It will not be handed over to me, not to you. Devil will not do that. We have to go on our knees. We have to make declarations. We have to speak to things and arrange them the way they should be arranged. And we have to declare that it belongs to us. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. So Joshua and Caleb came back and they spoke positively about the land. Even though they all saw the same thing, they all saw what? Giants. I'm saying today, when you go and you listen to the news, when you hear the fact that Israel has bombed Iran, is it Iran? Yes. And Iran has now bombed U.S. I don't know why Iran is now bumping U.S. And U.S., I believe, has now retaliated again. Are we together? Don't panic. But know that whatever solution comes out of all this, your Father owns the earth. You are protected. So we read all this news and we begin to panic. It all begins to look like mountains, like the giants. Like we cannot overcome as Christians. The earth is going to go into panic and chaos. If the earth goes into panic and chaos and everything, and this is the end of everything, I'm still going to say, glory be to God, hallelujah. Because my work is over, I go to heaven. But I know that if this is not what will end the earth, my battle continues. We are in a constant war. Are you with me? The war will continue until Jesus comes. You cannot lose and relax. You have to wake up. So just like Joshua and everybody saw giants in the land, we are seeing giants in this generation. On the TV, when you are hearing things that are not of God, you are seeing giants. When you hear about war going on in Iran, Israel, you are seeing what? Giants. Everything that is problematic is a giant. And we need to know that our God has solved this thing. We don't need to be afraid. The message from the Holy Spirit today is, as Christians, we need to take control. Amen. Amen. We need to take control. We need to wear some more aggressiveness for Jesus. Hallelujah. I go on. Be bold to speak. We all know the story of the three Hebrew children, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king, said to them that he's going to destroy them. Be bold to speak. In fact, boldness, I studied boldness sometime during this year, and I realized that at every point in the scripture where people exercised and showed boldness, miracles happened. I'll say that again. At every point in time in the Bible where people showed boldness, the miracle of God, what? Happened. When you come out and you say you are for Jesus, when you come out and say, I am of God, things begin to happen. This was one of the examples that I studied on this. You must speak out. You must say it. I am of God. I'm a Christian. In fact, what I do when I go into meetings, when I meet people, I make that known, first of all. So that anything they want to tell me about whatever, I have made it known from the beginning. They don't want to talk to me about some things, which is even good. Yes, because then you know my position. So we must be bold. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of what? I'm not giving my children, my boys, the spirit of fear. That is why in my house they do and undo. Yes, they do and undo. Because they know that this belongs to daddy and mommy. There's no other. My second son is going to university, and he was in fact choosing some schools. And I was like, I spoke to Mo and I said, he's not even thinking about who's going to pay for the school. It's just choosing some very expensive schools in the world. but that is how we are with God. Because you know that daddy is there. My father is there. We're not supposed to be shy and, quiver. You're supposed to speak boldly. So my son is not even thinking about where the money is going to come from. All he knows is that daddy is there. The man has money. Doesn't know if I have or he's a liar or true or whatever. He's not even thinking about the school fees or anything. That's where I want to go to. Are we together? And that is the way we should be with God. And until we get to that level, things cannot happen for us. So we have to speak out boldly. The second of my last slide is, there will be storms. There will be problems. There will be giants that seems like they're not going to move. There will be mountains that seems like they're not going to move. God bless our brother Harold. You heard Harold's history, Harold's testimony. There'll be things like that. You're expecting to have a child and you don't have it for years. Do you know what today? Let me tell you this. We all just read through it. We read through it. We don't realize it. From God giving Abraham his task to leave his father's land, he was 75, and telling him that he will be father of many nations. And Abraham having just one child, he was what? 100 years old. 25 years passed. 25 years of what? Of pain for Abraham. But God did not relent on what? The word he gave to what? Abraham. So there will be challenges. There will be storms. There will be mountains that we think this will crumble us. But in all this, you need to know that the earth is yours. You need to constantly pray for that healing until you see the healing. You need to constantly pray for that child until you see a change in the life of the child. You cannot relent. You cannot be tired. I met some very old couples about 10, 15 years ago who told me, they were Norwegian parents. I think you guys have met them briefly, who told us some years ago, they live in Bærum, Geir and Jean, and they said to us, as a parent, your work never ends. You will continue to pray for those children until you die. You will continue to wish them the best until you die. So if we on earth, if my work as a father, my wife, if our work never ends until we die on the children that we have, how much do we think Almighty God? So he has not forgotten the fact that, there's a pain you are suffering from, or there's this thing called cancer, or there's this problem in your marriage that you want to resolve. He is there with you. As you continue in that pain, you still have to stay in him because he's there till the end. So our prayers should not be a prayer of petition, of mourning. God, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? No. My boys don't have to pray to me like, daddy, no. They say it like it is done and they just walk away. I'm even the one thinking, you need to think that, even ask me if I have the money and I can do that. Because that is a father-son relationship. Amen. So there will be storms. Let's not worry about it. David was anointed king. We all know that he was a young teenage boy, not even old enough to go to war. But for so long, about 13 or more years, he struggled, running away from King Saul. But there was not one single time that David what? Stopped, believing that what? He will become king. It's not recorded anywhere in the scriptures. All throughout his life, all throughout running from Saul, David believed that he will be what? King. Amen. And I come to the last slide. So, our country, Norway, or wherever you are located, as long as your legs touch this earth, say to your neighbor, it is yours. I don't care if your children or your grandchildren or your sister or your uncle or husband or wife do not believe in God. Say to your neighbor, it is yours. You have to fight for that person to come back to Jesus. Because everything belongs to God. Amen. Your victory in Jesus is certain. Jesus has done it. If you read 1 Corinthians 15:57, he says it. He says, thanks be to God who has given us victory in Jesus. Jesus has already done it. He's already completed it. Let us stop serving God like, you know, please help me, God, like he's far away, like he's at a distance, like we cannot reach him. He's with us already. He's provided this stage for us, this carpet, these chairs. Everything is for you and for me. Amen. We are Christians. You are believers. The power of the Holy Spirit is in me. It is not in something else. This is my inheritance, the earth. And I must live like I am the king. Just like my children live in my house like they are kings. Are we together? Stop praying, mourning, and waiting and acting like, move. Even if you have a disease and the doctor says you will die in 6 months, move for Jesus. In that boldness, your healing will come. In that boldness, your healing will come. And say like the three Hebrew children, even if the healing does not come and God says, I will die in 6 months, hallelujah to it. You have to be radical for Jesus. Can I hear amen? Amen. You cannot just come here and warm the chairs. That is not why you are still on earth. You are here on earth so that you can bring somebody to Jesus. So when Barbara told me today that we now have 700 registered church members, I said, hallelujah. Because that is what we have been fighting for. And now we're going to fight for 1,000 people, Pastor. Yes, come on. Amen. Amen. We're going to fight for it because what? It is ours. And we are going to what? Take it. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to take it. Matthew 11:12. The kingdom of God will continue to suffer violence. So what you see on the TV will not end. The devil will always come up with what? Something, a new way of attacking Christians. But we also need to be resilient. As the devil is coming up also, we need to also come up. Amen. You know, churches these days, they don't preach like we preach, wear jackets and everything. They fold their shirt. So if that's the way to do it now, I will fold my shirt also because I have to preach to this generation. Amen. That is the way it is done. When I was growing up, you come into church, you must take your hat off. This generation, you come into church, you can wear your face cap. Okay, you want me to wear face cap to preach? I will wear the face cap and preach. We have to be determined. That is the only way things can change. Amen. That is the only way the power of the Holy Spirit can begin to function in us. You have to know that He's my Father. And speak boldly. And lastly, we need to wake up. Wake up. We need to rekindle the power of the Holy Spirit in us. Amen. Let us rise. If you want the pastor and the prayer leaders to pray for you today, you want to know Jesus, or you want a new anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost upon you, I want you to just come to the front, and Pastor Tumut and Pastor Yaninga and the prayer team will pray for you. It is, do not be shy about this. I want you to know that today you want a new unction, a new power, a new level of anointing upon you. I want to do something new for Jesus. Amen. Forget about where you are. I don't care if you're a pastor. I don't care if you're the gate man. I don't care your level. God does not care about numbers. Amen. But God wants to use you. You, myself. That is the message today. He's saying, I have done it all, but my children are not taking it. They are not living in it. Can we have the choir, please? Can we take that last song again, free it? Can we just take that, please? Jesus has freed us. Amen. It is done. Hallelujah. It is done. Amen. As the choir takes this song, I want you to just come forward. If you want the pastor to pray for you, Pastor Simon, Pastor Yannigan, please come forward. Don't be shy. You're just asking God for a new level of anointing, a new level of power. Just come to the front, and they will pray for you. God is saying today, I have freed you. The earth is mine. Just come forward. We all need it. We all need another level of your anointing, Father. Or you are not born again. You want them to pray for you. Yes, Lord. You are free. You are free. Of your mind, you are going to do something new for Jesus. You are going to take your father's wealth to the next level. You are going to fight for what belongs to you. You are going to fight for what your father has done. Amen. Hallelujah. For us to be free, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sister. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sister. Oh, my son, Mama. Oh,
For Jesus, we take Norway, we take Europe for Jesus, we take every country in Europe for Jesus, we take this continent for Jesus, we take America, Lord, for Jesus, we take North America for Jesus, we take Africa for Jesus, we take Asia, Lord, for Jesus. It is ours. You have given it to us, oh God. Blessed be your holy name. We take it, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Let your spirit make me new. And amen. I will fall
at your feet, Lord.
I will fall at your feet. And I will worship you here.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Vilket budskap vi fick denna förmiddagen. Tusen, tusen tack, Tomide. Jag tror kanske att du kände att, vet du vad? Vi har ett uttryck på norsk som heter kärringa mot strömmen. Är det inte lite tid för att Guds menighet och att vi är liksom kärringa mot strömmen? Inte i egen kraft, men i åndens kraft. Att inte vi väntar på att ting ska ske, men att vi får ting till att ske. För Herren är allerede där, och så väntar han på oss. Så vi dundrar, bara ta emot den salvelsen av frimodighet och åndskraft som finns här idag. För att det vill förändra ditt liv, det vill förändra din framtid. Amen. Så vi bara tackar dig, Herre, för det. Och vi bara prisar dig, Herre, för att du bara lar ting få lov till att ske i den enkeltes liv, hvor mennesket bare tar sin posisjon fordi du har gitt det. Du er en Gud som er god og som har gitt det til ditt folk gjennom Jesus Kristus. Og vi bare takker deg for en menighet, Herre. Far, vi er en kirke som har stått for bønn og vekkelse og samfunnsansvar, far. Vi vil være med og prege framtiden, prege Norges framtid. Ikke bare stå og se på hva som skjer, men prege den med godt budskap, med evangelium, med förvandling, och vi bara tackar dig för Norge tillbaka till Gud och Norge för Jesus. Och vi bara tackar dig för väckelse i detta land. Vi tror det bästa ligger föran oss i Jesu namn. Amen. Amen. Visst du är här som inte känner Jesus, som inte har gjort Jesus till din herre och frälser, så vill vi hjälpa dig till att ta emot han och ta de första skritten med Jesus. Det står att han står för dörren och banker. Han banker på vår hjärtedörr. Och det står att där som vi öppnar den dörren, så vill han komma in och hålla måltid med oss. Måltid är ett bilde på fällskap. Det har fred med Gud. Och du kan få fred med Gud i ditt hjärta och bli med och be denna bönen, hvis du önskar att ta emot Jesus. Jesus, jag kommer till dig. Tack för att du döde för mina synder. Jag tar emot dig som min frälsare och herre. Fyll mig med den helige ande. Tack för fred med Gud i mitt hjärta. I Jesu namn, amen. Och hvis du bad denne bönen, så vill vi väldigt gärna hilsa på dig efterpå och hjälpa dig vidare de första skrittene. Men vi anbefaler dig att göra tre ting. Si det till någon. Fortell till någon som blir glad för att höra det. Idag tog jag emot Jesus. För det andra, finn ett fällskap, en kyrka. Ingen av oss är kallt till att leva kristenlivet alene, men att gå samman med någon langs troens väg. Och du är välkommen till att bli en del av denna kyrkan. Och läs i Bibeln, begynn i Nytestamentet, Matteus, Markus, Lukas, Johannes, och bli känd med personen Jesus. Han är din herre och frälser, och du är en god Gud i himlen. Lär ham att känna. Så kan vi inte bara ge en applaus och en ära till Gud för de som bad frälsesbön eller tog emot Jesus och kom tillbaka till Jesus. Det är vidunderligt. Du kan få sitta ner lite grann, så ska vi få lite information på skärmen här. I understand that the family to Rosemond has arrived, Kim has come, and also to Mayowa. just once more, congratulations to you with the wedding yesterday, and we are happy to have you here this morning, so thank you very much. Just want to recognize you. Det er Storsøndag, og vi skal ha tid for hverandre, ekstra tid for hverandre, på den måten at vi får lov til å spise sammen, prate sammen,